Hello everyone, I'm Big Fish. Elon Musk just did something that defies common economic sense. With the Federal Reserve's interest rates still high, Tesla has launched a bombshell move in the US, a 72-month zero-interest loan program. This is essentially paying the interest for you. Is this a year-end celebratory bonus, or is it a last-ditch gamble for better financial results? If you're planning to buy a Tesla, don't rush to place your order yet. Understand this move before making your decision. Don't miss today's exciting content. Okay, let's go. Part 1. Tesla is desperate for sales. Brothers and sisters, Musk is really desperate this time. He's gone completely crazy. If you have cash on hand and are planning to buy a car at the end of the year, don't rush to place your order yet. Watch this video first. Just now, Tesla simultaneously dropped two bombshells in the US and Europe. On one side, the US market saw the launch of a zero-interest loan program that defies economic common sense, and on the other side, a mysterious basic version of the Model 3 was quietly launched in the European market. Today, I'll take you through these promotional terms and see if the deal is really as good as it seems. First, let's look at the US. Tesla is directly offering zero-interest loans for the Model 3, and the term is as long as 72 months, that's 6 years. What kind of economic climate are we in right now? The Federal Reserve's interest rates are still sky high. If you go to the bank to borrow money for a house or car, you'll be lucky if they don't charge you exorbitant interest. But Musk is now telling you that you don't have to pay interest on the loan. He'll pay it for you. What does this mean financially? Considering inflation, this is essentially a disguised discount. If you were to put the money you would have used to buy the car outright into a 4% fixed deposit or government bonds, calculate the amount yourself after 6 years, it's equivalent to a significant discount on the car price. And it's not just the standard version. Other models are also offered at 2.99%, with low interest rates, and even better, a free upgrade on inventory vehicles, which usually means a free paint color and wheel upgrade. The leasing options have also hit rock-bottom prices. The most attractive leasing offer is zero down payment and a monthly payment of only $449, which is extremely tempting for those who don't want to bear the depreciation risk of a used car and only want to drive a new car for 3 years before replacing it. This is clearly aimed at boosting Q4 delivery figures. Musk needs strong financial results to support the stock price, and the Model 3, as the sales leader, must carry this burden. Turning to Europe, a new model has appeared, the Model 3 Standard Range. This is a completely new entry-level model, and the official marketing slogan is ultra low ownership cost. Let's look at the details. The range is 534 kilometers. The trunk space hasn't shrunk, but the interior has changed. The official description says it's a mix of fabric and vegan leather. Some might ask, isn't this just a downgrade? Previously, the whole car was leather, and now they've replaced some parts with fabric. It depends on how you interpret it. Previously, there were rumors online that the entry-level version would have manually adjustable seats, and even manually folding rearview mirrors, causing panic. But from the leaked configuration sheet, Tesla has retained heated and power adjustable front seats, heated steering wheel, and the 15.4-inch large screen is still there. So this isn't a stripped-down version that even removes the radio. It's more like a precise approach. Furthermore, fabric seats are actually more breathable than full leather in European summers, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. The goal of this car is very clear: to use extreme cost-effectiveness to compete head-on with the aggressive Chinese electric vehicles in the European market. In conclusion, if you need a good car that you can drive now, is cost-effective, and has extremely favorable financing options, then this wave of offers is for you. The promotion is Elon Musk's mid-year bonus to you. Below, I'll share more of the latest news. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. This is the second part of my video, focusing on Tesla's production and business operations, and good news for SM. In the past 24 hours, two bombshells have dropped, completely shattering the myth that electric trucks are impractical. First, yesterday, Keller Logistics, a long-established logistics company in the American Midwest, quietly concluded a confidential meeting with the Tesla team. This family business, which owns 300 tractor trailers, is known for its shrewdness. Their CEO stated, "We don't chase trends. We only pressure test what really works. We are evaluating using the Semi to run daily regional routes of 500 to 600 miles. Quote, if Keller represents the foresight of a smart business, then the next one directly puts the ironclad evidence on the table." While Keller was holding its meeting, global logistics giant DHL officially announced that they had received their first Tesla Semi and released a test report that would make competitors despair. Listen to these figures. These are conclusions drawn by DHL after 2 weeks of testing in the United States, covering a total of 3,000 miles of city driving, not just empty promises on a PowerPoint presentation. First, the incredibly low energy consumption. At an average speed exceeding 50 miles per hour, the average energy consumption was only 1.72 kilowatt hours per mile, which is surprisingly consistent with our previous estimates, or even better. Second, the heavy-duty capacity. This is the most important point. With a total vehicle weight of 75,000 pounds, or approximately 34 tons, in a fully loaded state, it traveled 390 miles in one go, approximately 627 kilometers. Those who said that adding batteries would prevent cargo from being loaded, are your faces hurting now? Third, the efficiency of use. This vehicle will be deployed in Central California. DHL expects it to travel 100 miles a day, which may not sound like much, but it means the truck only needs to be charged once a week. This provides fantastic flexibility for fleet management. The president of DHL North America stated, "This truck has exceeded expectations, unlocking opportunities that were previously considered impossible for heavy-duty electric vehicles." Do you understand the logic? While smaller companies like Keeler are carefully considering the economics, Giants like DHL have already proven the viability with real-world data. The 300-mile range is no longer just a marketing gimmick for Pepsi. It's becoming a true productivity tool in the logistics industry. When a fully loaded 34-ton truck can travel over 600 kilometers with energy costs that are only a fraction of diesel trucks, the laws of physics in the business world have changed. So the next time you hear someone say electric trucks are impractical, remember to show them DHL's performance report. Now let's look at the hot-off-the-press Consumer Reports 2026 car brand rankings. This list is widely considered a benchmark in the industry. Tesla jumped from 18th place last year to 10th place this year, with a reliability score of 50 points. Here's the key point. Consumer Reports directly commented that Tesla now manufactures the most reliable electric vehicles, and the quality issues of the 2026 models have significantly improved. How valuable is this statement? Just look at the competition. Where does Rivian, another pure electric newcomer, rank? Last place, 24th, with a dismal score of only 24 points. This should silence those who constantly criticize Tesla's build quality. Tesla is no longer the startup company building cars in a tent. It's now an industrial giant standing alongside century-old companies like BMW and Porsche. This isn't over yet. An even more dramatic scene unfolded in New York. General Motors CEO Mary Barra, during an interview, finally revealed a secret that had been hidden for years. Do you remember that awkward press conference a few years ago? Mary Barra said that Biden led the electric vehicle revolution, but Biden didn't mention Tesla. At the time, Musk was clearly furious. But now, Mary Barra admits that she privately told Biden that she actually thought most of the credit should go to Musk and Tesla. This is interesting. Even the head of a competitor has to admit Tesla's leading position. What does this show? It shows that strength cannot be hidden. No matter how much political posturing there is, the market and the minds of competitors are as clear as a mirror. Speaking of politics, there's another big news story these past 2 days. The Trump administration is preparing to abolish the fuel efficiency standards of the Biden era and end the so-called crazy electric vehicle mandate. Trump said, "We want to give consumers the right to choose." Some might ask, isn't this bad for electric vehicles? Wrong. This is actually the biggest protective moat for Tesla. Why? Because traditional car companies like Ford and GM are making electric vehicles to pass the test, to get credits, and to avoid fines. If Trump cancels the test, these underachievers will immediately lie down and go back to making gasoline cars. But Tesla doesn't need to take the test because it's already a top student. This also explains why Tesla has a different attitude in the UK. The latest documents show that Tesla privately warned the British government not to relax electric vehicle regulations. Do you understand? In the UK, Tesla wants regulations because it will force those transitioning European car companies out of business. In the US, Trump is relaxing regulations, and Tesla is still happy because it will make traditional American car companies lose the motivation to transition, giving up the future electric vehicle market to Tesla. This is Musk's 4D strategy, a two-pronged approach. Let me show you another shocking piece of data. In China, Tesla's Model Y is completely sold out. It's currently December 2025, but the official Chinese website shows that the production capacity for January next year has already been snapped up. Orders placed now won't be delivered until February 2026. So, folks, don't pay attention to the noisy news, all the politics and regulations. Just look at the essence. If you build a good car, your competitors will be left in the dust. Consumer Reports certified the quality, Mary Barra certified the status, and Chinese consumers certified the sales with their wallets. 2026 looks like it will be another Tesla show. In addition, Tesla also resumed paid advertising in showrooms these past 2 days, so it seems they are really going all out. Part 3. News from other car manufacturers. In the past November, Ford's flagship electric vehicle, the Mustang Mach-E, saw its sales in the US plummet by nearly 50% year-on-year, leaving only a pathetic 3,014 units sold. This car was previously expected to compete with the Model Y, but now, it can only be said that it has broken its wrist. And the king of pickup trucks, the F-150 Lightning, is in an even worse situation, with sales plummeting by 72%, selling only 106 units. Of course, Ford explained that this was due to a factory shutdown caused by a labor dispute, which led to a production halt. Okay, I accept this reason. It's force majeure. But how do you explain the halving of Mach-E sales? It's simple. The federal tax credit is gone. It's like someone who has been relying on a respirator suddenly having the tube pulled out. Whether they can breathe independently is immediately apparent. If Ford is suffering from a bad cold, then Honda is in the intensive care unit. Their Prologue, which was touted as the second best-selling electric SUV in the US after the Model Y at the end of last year, saw a sales collapse in November. Sales plummeted by 86.2%, from 6,800 units last year to just 903 units. This shows that, in the eyes of consumers, if this car isn't discounted or subsidized, its product appeal simply can't justify the over $40,000 price tag. This is what we often say, you only know who's swimming naked when the tide goes out. Now it seems that traditional car manufacturers are not only swimming naked, but also struggling to sell their cars. They can lower prices if sales are poor, but if the direction is wrong, it's a point of no return. Recently, Korean media reported a major story. The head of Hyundai's autonomous driving department resigned. Why? Because he was exhausted. During his tenure, this gentleman did something very similar to Tesla. He tried to force Hyundai to shift from relying on litter to a purely visual solution similar to Tesla's. He wanted to inject software DNA into this traditional steel giant, but what happened? He ran into an invisible wall. The power of the internal hardware faction is deeply entrenched. He lamented, "It's too difficult to transform cars into devices, not just simple machines. This is a very dangerous signal." When Tesla's FSD is already preparing to launch in Europe, and when edge computing neural networks have become an industry consensus, traditional car manufacturers are still forcing out their technical leaders over whether or not to abandon the crutch of litter. This is no longer just technological backwardness, but institutional rigidity. Therefore, they are no longer on the same dimension as Tesla. Faced with collapsing sales and technological stagnation, what tricks do traditional car manufacturers have left? Porsche's answer is, let's make a fake gear shift. That's right, you heard me correctly. According to reports, starting with the 2027 T model, they plan to add a virtual gearbox to electric vehicles. You can use the paddles behind the steering wheel to shift gears, and the car will simulate the shifting sensation and sound of a gasoline car. They call this a more interactive driving experience. I was so amused I almost laughed. What's this like? It's like Apple releasing the iPhone 18 and then specifically developing an app that makes you dial a virtual rotary dial like 50 years ago, even making a clicking sound, just to give you the feeling of making a phone call. While Tesla is researching how the Optum robot can wear real clothes and how to develop self-driving robo-taxis, BMW is actually spending R&D resources simulating a mechanical flaw that should have been eliminated in the era of electrification. The gearbox is a compromise that exists because of the narrow efficiency range of internal combustion engines. Electric motors don't need this thing at all. This isn't innovation. It's a fear of the future, a pathological obsession with the past. Seeing these traditional car companies facing a sharp decline in sales, some experiencing a brain drain, and others engaging in this kind of self-indulgent charade, my feelings are quite complex. This is no longer competition. It's more like a long farewell. The future automotive market belongs to companies that truly embrace AI and software-defined vehicles. As for those who still miss the feeling of shifting gears, perhaps you should visit an antique shop instead of a 4S dealership. Finally, as Musk said, I have a large foundation under my name, but I don't want to put my name on any projects. This level of anonymity and low profile is extremely rare among wealthy individuals. Musk stands out in many ways, but this particular trait touches me deeply. Musk's focus is entirely on the mission and results, not on building a personal brand. Thank you for taking the time to watch my video. Please share your insights in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu, follow me for more timely and accurate information.